All right, boys and girls, we're going to get started here in a couple minutes. Let me get my shit together. There are a lot of entertaining things happening in EVE Online these days. It's been a wild couple of weeks. Unfortunately, due to future plans, those of you that are here early and get your bingo cards early already get to have a future plans bingo square. I'd be very careful about what I say, otherwise the Black Hand and the Diplos will have aneurysms. Hopefully not as bad as Terminal Insanity in Artak, a local, the other day, but, you know, one can only hope. All right, there's a fleet coming back, and they want a few minutes. Where by a few, I mean three. That is cool. I will wait. That's how long it took me to get my shit together here, anyway. All right. People want stories, and they want to hear how the fish are doing. We had a hang on. I actually have a fish nonsense story. This is a complete time waster. But as novice fish enthusiasts, usually you begin with hang on back filters, and eventually enough of the fucking things break that I was glad I had some sponge filters on hand in our barb tank, where we've got this big ass goby and a gourami and barbs. This used to be the Mad Max tank. It's not anymore. We've shifted to a sponge filter, and it's great because it's so fucking quiet because hobs suck. So we're sort of at that 1.5 year fish enthusiasm mark where we're finally coming around to what the elder statesman had said that we would naturally do after we'd gone through 3 or 4 filters and had various adventures. So that's cool. All right, so actually, I'm just going to wait for that fleet to get here. Train stories, okay. I got train stories, actually. We opened up our porch with the fireplace. The stove out there was busted. We got that fixed. And the entire porch is a hobby area. I started out with model railroading when I was a little kid in America, and that means American trains. And then as I got older, decided that I wanted to get something into something really snobby and hard to get into and expensive because I make terrible life decisions. That's not actually true, but I really like the look of early British trains. And so I've been importing 00 gauge things from like Hatton, Sheffield, and watching like Trainspurg videos about early British railways, and they call them railways and not railroads, and here you go. And actually this dovetails into, does Miss Mitanni have hobbies? It's been, the train stuff has accelerated because I'd gotten a bunch of structures that were cardstock, like I'm gonna make paper models of goods yard and a station and all the stuff, and they looked very, very time consuming. And over the Christmas break, she broke out the super glue and just built all the structures to a much more perfect level of quality than I would have done. So I was like, well, okay, I guess I'm going to make a fucking railroad now. So that's pretty cool. It's a lot easier to get something together if you have help. Did you guys, I want to talk about Marshalls and Stupidity Fleet. Do we need to, where is that fleet? I see the numbers have gone up here. I don't want these guys hanging. Ultra RA just scream in Elysium here. Got your guys back. One jump out. Excellent. Yeah, I want to get like ultra nerdy, and it needs to be relatively flexible. So I'm using like Kato Unitrack in HO because moving around and stuff like that. So we just have a bunch of really nice structures and Snaptrack on the floor. But I'm like getting into like, trains are expensive now, by the way. Like essentially put computers in the fucking things. Like back in the day when I was a kid, they're analog. They just went back and forward. DCC, they're chipped, and you can program them, and they do all this like amazing autistic stuff. But unfortunately, the net effect of that is that like get a new high quality loco with good sound, and it's like this thing costs £200. So, you know what, $300 out of the fire for a loco. I do love my Bachmann 1P. It's like a Midland 1P thing. If people want to get up what that is, but it's like a very nice engine. Alrighty, that fleet is done. You guys are but to answer the bigger questions, the main three hobbies here recently that haven't been EVE related have been a combination of me assembling Gundams, train nonsense, and fish nonsense. I do like old trains. I've been fascinated by broad gauge stuff, but you can't get them in production. There is like a super maker crafty like ish group of people that are, there's a broad gauge rail society that's doing all the like really early shit. But I am kind of lazy, and I would prefer to have the beautiful model just sort of handed me to play with it, rather than actually trying to develop the skill to like lay track by hand or anything like that. Effort to profit. Okay, I will post some pics of the train crap once we have something worth showing, but that'll probably be soon. Okay, enough about my hobby crap. There's been a whole bunch of interesting things happening in EVE Online, and That means that we are very much in the Join Sigs and Squads future plans zone, where the entire directorate watches the fireside and hopes that I don't say the quiet part out loud about what's going on. So interesting times. I hope that you guys do have your blood up. I can't promise anything like a big deployment, and that would be stupid for me to do because there's no reason to do that right now. I want us making money. I want us doing our thing. But what I want you to see from a big picture perspective is that there is going to be more opportunities for us to punish the Pappies, just like we did to AOM and RTAC-A. And the situation in the Galactic East is sort of chaotic. And where there is chaos, there is opportunity. And at any opportunity where we see the bad guys, let's say that there's a test fleet that's overextended. Let's say that there's a fight over in Esoteria. There's some sort of weird shit happening or whatever. And we find that there's an engagement. We can get stuck in and we can delete a test fleet. We can delete a fire fleet. We can bring pain to those that attempted to exterminate us. We're going to do it. It's sort of like an ambush predator kind of strategy. I'm very happy to have the rest of the game play cards, make mistakes, play the game. That is good. But remember, again, at the first opportunity they believe that they can't, right? Maybe that's in a few months from now. That would be stupid of them to do, but maybe it is in a few months from now. There's discussions about how CCP is finally seeing the light, and maybe they're going to actually change things for Citadels in some sort of way. And since Citadels are probably going to be nerfed at some point, it wouldn't surprise me if the Pappies, maybe Pickles is off snowboarding, right? So maybe this isn't happening, but we do have to assume that if CCP changes something to Citadels, that maybe Pappy will assemble again. And so in the meantime, I want to try to irk as many of them as we can. And so far, you guys have been doing that. I was just examining the numbers of active characters between various alliances. I'm not normally a killboard guy. This was related to something completely, separate from war-related stuff. But it was interesting to see that there are north of 3,000 active characters in Goonswarm right now. There are like 2,500 characters active in like FRT and Horde. And there's only like 760 characters that are active in Test. So you can see that the system is working. The Zone of Rot thing is working. And we're just going to keep punching downward on these people whenever we have an opportunity to, because we will never forget that they are enemies. And that given an opportunity, they will all blob up together and come at us again. And we are, we don't have our heads up our asses about that. So, I believe that EVE Online is headed into a interesting time in the next 6 months, over the next 6 months. Now, that doesn't mean 6 months of nothing. That means that any time there could be some precipitating events that kick off some wildly unpredictable things. For example, number one, of course, is the RTAC AR Keepstar incident. Now, we didn't necessarily do that, though credit to fucking Hyper Viper for getting involved with this and helping deal with that. Obviously, there's a Pancake Wolf joke to be made about that, too, in a good way. But that is an example of a Pappy going along and making a critical error and us being in a position to strategically capitalize upon it and punish them to reduce their forces or take them off the chessboard completely. So we're in a place here where, again, one of my favorite quotes, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Our enemies are making mistakes. We are on the lookout for opportunities. And now you guys have seen. I have proof of what I've been saying. I've been telling you that we're going to look for opportunities, that we're going to do these things, we're going to try it. We're always going to remember Pappy's going to come after us. And now you have seen that we are not just going to sit on our asses and delve and make ISK. We are going to sit on our asses and delve and make ISK, but also, whenever we have an opportunity to punish those that vowed to exterminate us, we will take opportunity and we will twist that knife as hard as we possibly fucking can. And then we will wait for the next opportunity while arranging in the shadows to line up said opportunities, because if you're fighting fair, you're not fighting at all. But that's the quiet part. We're trying not to say that out loud. So, what else is going on? The elephant in the room, which is the downfall meme in the room, is that NC.NPL have deployed to Venal. Clear Venal. They are doing it for 8 weeks, potentially. That could change, right? Just because they said they're going to be there for 8 weeks doesn't mean that they will. Maybe they'll come and do whatever. I had kind of thought that they were going to, I said this on the meta show yesterday, I had kind of thought that they were going to blob up with Horde and Test and Fire and attempts to do something on the Eastern Front, which is very much in chaos. And that's good. It's in chaos because AOM has ceased to exist, and the Initiative has a Keepstar and DTACP. So join Six and Squads and look to the future for opportunities. This is not going to be a scenario where we are sitting here and nothing is going to be happening in EVE Online. It is a scenario where we are very, very much looking for opportunities wherever they may be. And conveniently, we have the largest and most effective spy network in the history of online gaming looking for those opportunities, and we will pounce on them. You will get about as much notice on the pouncing as we did with the AOM thing, right? Like, that happened, and we launched into attack mode, and holy crap, did we get a lot of stuff. Holy, holy fucking shit, did we get a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. In none of our estimations did we expect that we would get it. We didn't allow ourselves to dream that we would be able to do that. There will be more pinatas in the future. There will be more blood orgies in the future. We won't necessarily have the same situation with hostiles fucking with us during that, because not every pinata is going to have a hostile Fortizar on the same grid. However, despite some people having meltdowns in local, I was very proud about how we pivoted and changed our plan. Planning is everything. Plans are useless. We had a whole plan about how we were going to manage this, and how we were going to like scout the loot and do this and do that. And when all the bad guys turned up too, it was like, okay, ditch that. Everybody just got stuck in and make mistakes. And then pretty rapidly over the course of an hour and a half, 2 hours, we dialed it in. We went from what the fuck are we doing to, oh, okay, we can coordinate our target locks to ensure that we can hold all of the shit on the field, nuke the bad guys, and then we figured out how to extract from a hot grid. I was very proud of us as an organization that we were able to be out there in a emergent gameplay scenario and get fucking paid. And then it was fucking hilarious when, as we were still engaging in the largest salvage operation in the history of online games, I'm reading posts from test guys going like, test got a supercarrier and 60 billion is. And we're just fucking laughing our way to the bank here. So it is definitely one of the scenarios where not everybody got a big payout. Not everybody got the lucky can. I went out there myself. I tried to open a few cans and I didn't find shit besides fireworks and storage containers. But the important thing is that by and large, our organization just drank their fucking milkshake. And that doesn't typically happen. As you guys know, in these wars in NullSec, we blow up Alliance assets, and Alliance assets are paid for with Alliance SRP. So essentially, you hit people at that layer, but you don't typically get a chance to just really take the other guy's and add it into your line members' hangers. And we have more Strant than we know what to do with, which is excellent. The entire scenario was looking forward to more. We got, asking for what we had, let's see, we got between 16 and 19 supers. I wasn't sure exactly what the number on that was, because it's actually been hard to keep track of how much we got because there's been so much of it. The Alliance, most of those have been sold now. Weaselors flipped them all. Surge Wars in space. We got a Satio. We got 4 Fortizars. We got a bunch of jump gates. We got a Tatara. 4 Astra Houses. 400,000 fuel blocks. A 3 million sorted bell fittings. 45 Noctuses. 10 Gias. I don't know why the state collected those, but I think most of the Gias must have been the hangars. 2 jump freighters, probably 30 capitals. And then for what the jump freighter services have been, now we are estimating what you guys took home. We can only estimate what you guys took home based off of the collateral on the contracts and the jump freighter services from ITL. And so we got, I said this on the meta show, it's basically half a trillion-esque. As we're all doing move ops, or the stuff that you moved yourself from RTAC A back to Delve, we don't have that as part of the statistics. So high fives all around. We made out like bandits. Fucking bandits. I'm getting 4 jump freighters. That's even better. So obviously we're going to look for opportunities like that in the future, and we're going to do a better job of it because we have now been blooded and done some emergent gameplay and come up with some systems. How much Strant did we get? I am curious on an actual like statistic on that. There's rumors about this like mega Strant can. I know that we got a ton, but I'm going to wait for Billy or G-Sol, any of the G-Sol guys who know what the fuck, to get the real number. All right. So there's a few things I want to talk about here that are economic, but they're economic in the context of war, because that's all I care about. The goal for us, I've said this before, And we've been in the situation before, guys. We were in this situation right after the casino war, where it was our job to figure out how to get the maximum value out of our territory and do so competitively, beat the other guys about making sure the other guys are not getting as much value from their territory as we are, and lapping the puppies because we know that they're going to come after us because that's all they know how to do. So we are expanding the GEZs. There's going to be some more work done on that. There are also, I continue to be impressed, and I think we should all be impressed, when we see the hypothetically fixed MER report from CCP showing that of anybody in NullSec, it's Delve, and then a few more regions down, you get to some Veil of the Silent Fraternity action. But most of our enemies have not managed to rebuild their economies in the same way that we are already all over it. And I want you guys to continue to get rich, because getting rich turns into war strength, which we then use to murder the pappies. So that is cool and good. So we are able to rip through our moons because the Locust SIG has been expanded to include barges and exhumers, and everybody over there, Ragnar, Don, and I could give more shoutouts, but I need more names to give shoutouts to, but very happy with how the Locust SIG thing has been working, because you guys have been kicking ass and mining like motherfuckers. And nobody else is doing it at the scale that we are. So that makes me very happy. Some of the other things that are going on. The CCP thing. Let me take a look at this. As far as I can tell, the Doctor Who event is working. The ESI is on the fritz, so I actually can't get a current number of concurrents. Can somebody see how many people are playing the fucking game right now, please? Because that is one thing CCP is not doing right, is that the fucking... have been shorting out across everybody's empires. Thank you. We're above 30k. That's what I wanted to see, because we were at 33 yesterday and it was great. So if people in HiSec like the Doctor Who event, that's wonderful. That's fantastic. We want people playing the game. If CCP realizes that maybe they should listen to the players about stuff and are talking on podcasts about how they're going to actually do something about the Citadel situation and start actually improving things in the game, that is also cool and good. Our policy has always been, just like during the Incarna crisis, our policy has always been, if they play ball, we will play ball. Beatings will continue until morale improves. If Rattati turns around and starts herfing blurfs like he did on this podcast, I want you guys to be aware of this. I don't want to be screaming about it from the rooftops, but I want you to be aware about this. This guy goes on the Declarations of War podcast, and he's all, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, I don't really think jump freighters are good. And, you know, hinted that, like Grayscale, they want to get rid of jump freighters. Now, that is something that I am not happy about that. I think anybody who understands how EVE Online works is not happy about that. We will make that known if they continue to misbehave. But I believe right now CCB has maybe seen their Q4 numbers from 2021, and maybe they're listening. So I just want you guys to be aware that we are monitoring that situation, but we want people to be playing EVE Online. We want CCB to be responsive, and obviously we don't want Rattati removing jump freighters or anything like that. So hopefully they have learned that people playing the game is good. Sandbox is good. Put some fucking sand in sandbox. Give us some better spaceships, you dumbass. That is the Grayscale heresy. If you're old school and you remember CCB Grayscale, that was literally like... his whole thing is get rid of jump bridges, get rid of jump freighters, and make people do freighter ops for fun, which nobody wanted to do, and he tried to force it down Eve's throat. And that was back in the era of CSM5 and CSM6. So when we're talking about the Grayscale heresy, apparently they're just back to old bad ideas that have long been rejected. But again, he just said this on some random podcast, so I don't want riots in the streets or anything like that. I just want people to know we are monitoring the situation. Game number go up, good. CCP listening and maybe fixing things in NullSec, good. But, you know, we're not out of the woods yet. We're obviously not out of the woods yet, because why the fuck would you talk about removing jump freighters if you're just what? Anyway, so we are monitoring that. We are all over it. Our CSMs are working on CSM stuff. You know, what the fuck, right? Okay, let me go ahead and take some questions here, guys. I also want to see. No, I think that's it. I need some questions. We will go through that. Can we twist the knife on Manto over on Serenity? I don't really see a reason to do that. He can go be the big boss on Serenity, and I don't really give a shit. As far as I'm concerned, we pretty much decapitated his entire organization here and took all of their shit. There's not really much else to do, and we have bigger fish to fry out in the east. War chat porn win. Guys, I've told you so many times, Matterall was right. I am Pappy Snowden. I've already given you so much chat porn. Are you not entertained? Palatine Keepstar, that's a question for Billy, obviously. As the leader of G-Sol, he gets to have all of your Palatine Keepstar questions. Did we get many corps or players fleeing from AOM? Some people from AOM did join the Imperium. There were a few corporations, but it wasn't like a big transfer because most of them are crap, and we only took the ones that seemed like they would have value. Value. Can we get an IQ test attached to capital purchasing rights? Potentially, but then we would have no fun, right? This is something that many of you have heard before, but it's a good rant in case we've got some people that are new to the Imperium and new to Goonswarm, is I think that certain people cannot be reached because human stupidity, if I could conquer human stupidity, I would have already taken over the world by now, or maybe I wouldn't because I wouldn't necessarily want to take over the world because it's full of so many fucking stupid people. But the point is, in some cases, when people are going to drive a capital ship into a tree, the only value you can get from that is the opportunity for everyone else to learn from their failures. The essence of wisdom is learning from the mistakes of other people. You can learn from your own mistakes if you can, but it's even better to learn from somebody else's fuck up. So there's never going to be a time where there isn't some dumbass crashing a capital into a tree and resulting in an embarrassing loss mail. One of the things that differentiates Goonswarm and the Imperium from the rest of Eve is that we will point and laugh at stupid people because we realize that if they're going to be that dumb, the only value that they can provide is as an object lesson of what not to do for those that can learn. So don't be fussed if you see somebody being stupid. I mean, mock them. Try to get them to not be stupid, I guess. But like, just because somebody turns into a flashy kill mail on Z Killboard because they were dumb, our penises and our boobs or whatever sort of gender appropriate analogy, my dick isn't gonna shrink just because some idiot with a Goonswarm ticker lost Nyx, because I don't care that guy, or ha ha ha, I hope he learns in the future. You don't have to be mean about it. It's just like stupidity and people losing ships at peacetime is just a fact of life, and either they are going to die out and learn their lesson, or they will become a lesson for the rest of us. Any news on battleship buffs? No, at least not that I have. Let's see what else we got. FanFest is something that is on our radar. I believe, whatever, the pandemic might turn around and fuck more things up, but I personally am under the impression that as Omicron goes through the universe, everybody's going to either have an immunity wave, and that's going to be cool or whatever, but I'm thinking that by May, life will be more normal. We see life is returning to normal in Cape Town. Life is returning to normal in Ireland, potentially. And we're not out of the woods yet, but I do believe that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And as a result, a lot of fun travel with space nerds. We've got, FanFest is coming up. We have the Berlin meet. There's a whole bunch of shit that I'm really excited about traveling to and seeing the world and not having my plans repeatedly interrupted by this bullshit. All righty. Our question, any news on ProGod and Vili? Are they even playing Eve? ProGod is off snowboarding. Okay, great. Vili hasn't been too active. Okay, great. Test is occasionally putting 200 people on the field. Pretty rarely. They did come to our Artec AR party, and I look forward to them continuing to howl about how we are not attacking them in a way that they are happy with, because I get off on that. Join SIGs and squads. And yes, happy birthday to Karma Fleet. They turned 7. Man, I'm old. Chillback is back. That is actually super, super awesome news. Glad to see you, dude. Many high fives to the Black Order in general. Really cool group of dudes. Fun to smoke weed with. High fives all around. Ranger Gamma has a new nickname, by the way. He is now, he was already Botulism Gamma. Now he's Botulism Nine Toes Gamma. He is on the mend and out of the hospital after his latest misadventure. And he's got another nickname. It's good. All right, let me see if there's any last questions, and then we're going to call it. Rest and piss Saren for being promoted to a Karma Fleet director. Any chance of a move up from Artac A? It's possible. If people X up, if you actually, let's, this is a great time. There's 780 people here still. X up in Elysium if you still have shit in Artac A that you would like to get moved from Artac A in a move up. We took so much shit from these guys. I am so proud. The fact that it is days and days and days. All right, so I'm gonna ask the Cord to lay in some plans to get another Artak AR move off gun. I am so happy that you glorious motherfuckers took this much shit that we are still having a baggage train of fucking collecting this loot. High fives all around. All right, so that is going to be it for this week. We will see you next week. Keep eyes on. If another crazy opportunity presents itself, we will jump on it. In the meantime, get rich, join SIGs and squads. There is combat afoot. SIGs and squads, SIGs and squads, SIGs and squad. We're not yet at a Jeff deployment level, but there's the scent of blood in the air, and that's very exciting. Otherwise, I'd have to talk about moon taxes rather than the doom of our foes. And you guys know how I roll. Thank you for coming. Let's get back out there. We'll see you next week.